Achavis. Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad narim mala bechor. How do you get away if you know your animal is pregnant the first time and you're afraid maybe be a zocha be a bechor? You want to get away. Shouldn't have kedushas bechor. You want to give it another kedusha that you could use it and not have to give it to a kain. So if you have ketzad marimim ala bechor mivakeris, if you have your behemoth that's pregnant, shoysim uberis, and it's the first time, soima, the owner has a right to say this, mashu b'meyeho shelzu, what's inside the stomach, the fetus here, im zoch, if it's a zoch, I want it to be oila, carbon oila right now. The loch is yold the zoch, because verse to a zoch, yakriv oila, it doesn't have a duchess b'chor, because duchess b'chor is only chal when it comes out from the rechem. Here, since when it was a fetus inside, he gave it a kedushas oila, so once that kedushas chal, a kedushas bechor is not chal on it. So maybe you could use it for your korban oila. V'im nekeva, now you speak out, let's say what's inside the mother's stomach is going to be in a keva, then you want it to be zivche shlamim. So Gemara is going to talk about, the chur won't worry about a bechor. If it's in a keva, it's not a bechor. So Gemara says this part of the Mishnah means stomach case, let's say you have a chattis. So you say what's inside it, if it's in a keva, it should be a shlamim. Because tam the lochur is vlad chattis is lemisazla. So you want to save yourself that the vlad should not be lemisa, so you makdish it right now to make it into shlamim. That's the locha. Yold in a keva, if it gives birth to in a keva, tikor shlamim, you have a right to bring it for shlamim. What about if somebody says like this? He has again his pregnant bechor, a pregnant animal the first time giving birth, so he makes it tonight. Im zocher oila. If what's inside this fetus is a zocher, so instead of being a bechor, I want it to be a carbon oila right now. Vim nekeva, if it's in a keva right now, zivche shlam, I want it to be a shlam, say nechnami. Yold is zocher nekeva. So let's say gives birth to both. So a zocher is yakrev oila. Vim nekeva, the kar shlam, and both kedushas of nakachal. What's going to be yold the shnei zechorim? Let's say the guy gives birth, the behemoth gives birth to two zechorim. Sechem mehem yakav oila. One of them is a carbon oila, because you're only makriv one for the oila, and we are shenei the second one. Yimorcha lechayv oila. You have the right to sell it to the people that need a carbon oila for damav chulun, and the money belongs to you. So why is the second one chal? Like Rashi says, because really ashneim chal kedushas oila. The kamrim zocher yayoila. Mashma that everything in there should have a kedushas oila. But only one is really to be brought, because the net was only to bring one. So if both have kedushas, you have to sell to people that need a carbon oila. What's going to be yold shnei nekevis? Let's say the pregnant behemia gave birth to two nekevis. Sach the same svara, and you said they should be shlamim. So you only meant a net to bring one. Sach as neam tikar shlamim. One of them tak is brought for karm shlamim. For yashni, and the second one, timocher, you have to sell it. Again, like Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara Mestoma, that some type of a chiyuv to give it to Hegbish it has, because you're meant to be Makdish your Baturah Shlomim. Just one you have to bring, and one is Hashni, the second one, Timoch, is still at Lechai Vishlom, someone needs a Karm Shlomim, to Domeh Chulin, if the money remains Chulin. What's going to be Yolda Tumtum Vyadrugnis? Let's say the behemoth gives birth to a Tumtum Vyadrugnis, you have a suffix, whether it's a Zohar or an Ish, a Zohar and a Keva, where either it's covered up there, or you have both Simonim, so Rishim Gimel Lein there, ain't Kedusha Chalalein, there's no Kedusha at all, they have no Kedusha. Tumtum Adrugnish can be Makdishtim. No Kedushas Chalaro, not Zocha, not a Shlomim, and not a Bechor. Tadi Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Muta Lahato Mum Bechor. You have a heter to put a mum into this Bechor, when it's still in the mother's stomach. Kredim Shiosla Avroilim, before it comes out, before it has this Kedusha, so you let him make a mum in it. It's not called Mata Mum Bechachim, because the Bechor first gets his Kedusha when it comes out of the Rechem. So before it comes out of the rechem, if you put your hands inside there and make a slit in its lip or in its ear, so you're smutter to do this, and then when it comes out, it has no kedusha. You don't have to be makrit for carbon. Tanan, we also negate this manazeh. You don't have to wait till it comes about mum. You could use it right away. Tanan, we learn like this. Oyim erodam says in the Mishnah, a person should say mashab meyer shelzu, what's inside the stomach. The fetus inside it, oila should be a carbon oila. Is oila in shlamim loy? Mashma, you only have a right to make the vlad inside a carbon oila, and you have no right to make it into shlamim. If it's a zoch, you have no right to make it into shlamim. What's the reason why? Because it's supposed to be kula kodesh. So by making it into a shlamim, part of it you're using for yourself. It's like you'd be mafsid kachim. So therefore, you have no right to make it into shlamim, you have to make it into an oila. And so the question is, V'yartamat, you want to tell me the Motzes Matla Migdishosai? So what right do you have to right now make a mum on this fetus, the Khuri taken away from Kachem? Kachem will have nothing from it. Madach in the Mishnah we say you can't even make it into a shlamim, but you're supposed to make it into an oila, because it's supposed to go kul l'ashem. The Rashi says hoyu b'kol hi shor l'shnu k'dusha b'chor. Avo shlam l'kdusha k'ali also l'shnu l'chachila. You can't be nishana from k'dusha b'chor to shlamim because it's a kalos. So for sure you should not be allowed to make it into a balmum. So when it's back poshit, Amalach Rav Yehuda, Hani Mila Bizman Shem Beis Hamikdash Kayim. When does Mishnah say that Beis Hamikdash Kayim? It's supposed to be brought for good carbon. So then you only have a right to change it into an oila, not into a shlamim. But Ki Kamina No. When does Rav Yehuda say Zalocho? Bizman Azeh not lechaz like Rav is not fit for Krover anyway. So if we're allowed to be matlamum today, for the more Bizman Azeh Ma'ala Meimcho, what's the chiddush Chur Pshita? Samur says, no, another time I would have thought to say, Nigza still make a gzeirah, not to be matlamum before it comes out, because then we have to be afraid, maybe nofik roiv roishayim, maybe first roiv in the head would come out, and then it's called the b'chor and has kedusha, and then there'll be an aver to be matlamum, the keshod to be a mumah, and you'll be put a mum inside it. So I would have thought to say, make a gzeirah even before, roughly afterwards, kamashmala, we don't make a gzeirah. For the Gemara, why not? V'yei mochen astakasel, v'yei mochen ami, versus afilu hochi, you better off this way, because if you let it stay around Sholem, then you're going to have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. You may come to be over the Aver, you may work with it, may over Gizeh Avida on the Bechor. So therefore, rather than being over the Yis of Gizeh Avida on the Bechor, we would rather you Bizman Azeh be Matlamum in it before it comes out, so then it has no Kedusha, then there's no Issa to be over Gizeh Avida. Rather than stop letting the Bechor come out, let it have its Kedusha, then you have to be afraid you can't use it right now, you can't be able to work with it or shear off the wool. So it's better to be Matlamum first, in order not to be afraid, maybe be over there very late of Gizeh Avodah. Even though you Beshashi be Matlamum, maybe there's a possibility you first be Matlamum after it comes out, then we're not afraid about it, you have to watch yourself carefully. Then it says, Nemishn in the cave, or Zivche Shlom. If what comes out is in the cave, you want to be Shlom. For the Gemara in the cave, what do you worry about in the cave? Miko Kitchen of Chorah, the Mishnah Song Malachura, how do you save yourself from Kedushas Bechor? So it's going to be a problem, it's going to be a Zachar, it's going to be in a cave that has no Kedushas Bechor anyway. So what are you worried about? So the Gemara says, save fast in the Behemoth the Egdish. To save for this part is talking about, what Rashi explains, where it's a Chattis. The Lachar is that the Chattis gives birth, so Vlad Chattis is Lemisazla. So you want to save yourself, you should not have a din of lemisazlo. And we're going according to Mandi Yama, the Kedusha is not chal when it's inside. It's first chal the Kedusha of Vlad Chattis when it's born. So here, before it's born, the Yetzer is be makdashit for Shlomim. So therefore, when it comes out, it doesn't have Kedusha's Chattis on it. So it will not be lemisa. So after the Chiddush here, you can be make it into a Shlomim before it comes out, and then it will not be lemisa. Then the Sefer says, Yoldish Nezachorim. Amri the Gemara says, I behemes the hegdish, hech the yak the shoyla, lehed the roila, idoch, nevi butishose the ima. Like if we're talking about again that the mother, let's say, was a korban oila, the mother had son kedusha, so his son gives birth now to two kids. So the first one, taka, is kaddish the way you made it. But the second one should be kaddish after its mother. If it's talking about a chattis, the second one should have a kedushas chattis. How do you say now you can sell the domim? The second one should automatically have a kedusha if it's coming out of the mother. That's a carbon. So Gemara says no. Seif, I tell you, it's talking about us and again the behemoth chulin. And Echnami, the Seif is talking about a behemoth chulin, and you're only worried about a bechor. So you have a lochrid. The first one that comes out has a kedushas oiler on it, and the second one doesn't have a kedushas oiler on it. It's really like chulin. You just have to sell it for the domim. You just have to sell it. That the behemoth should be used for chulin, for an oila, and the money is chulin. So the chlami comes out, the first case of the Mishnah is chulin, and the last case is chulin, just the middle case, where in the keva, that's where the mother was a chattis, and you want to save it, not to have a din of vlad chattis, so that's the etzah to be makdish the vlad before it comes out, so it's not called the vlad chattis anymore, but rather it has its own kedusha shlamim, therefore not be lemisa ozlo. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. Yeah, now we have one. The Mishnah said that Yolda Tumta V'Yadrugnis, that if it's born now, or Tumta V'Yadrugnis, or Shimon Gamliel says it has no Kedusha at all. Ain't Kedusha Chalal.